talk to you in our continued devotion on a yes and amen mindset or attitude. And I want to talk to you about the difference between biblical and worldly confidence and how important it is for us to carry ourselves with the appropriate kind of confidence, the kind of confidence that's sort of rooted in the right place. And so for that passage of scripture, for that concept, the passage of scripture I'd like to take you to this morning is Philippians chapter 1. Of course, it's very well known. Verse 6, Philippians 1:6. But I'm going to read it from the Amplified Bible. I think that's very helpful. It says this, I am convinced and confident of this very thing, that he who has begun a good work in you will continue to perfect and complete it until the day of Christ Jesus, the time or even the time of his return. There's something about this passage of scripture that's really appealing to all of us. This idea of having confidence in God's character that he will complete what he began. And it's a very powerful scripture because it settles really well in the topic of biblical confidence. Now, there are lots of kinds of confidence out there. People have confidence in perhaps their looks, or they have confidence in their knowledge, or confidence in their experience. People stack up their confidence in lots of different ways. But there are also fake kinds of confidence out there. Sometimes we have a counterfeit confidence, and it doesn't taste as good, and it doesn't last as long, and it isn't quite as effective. Sometimes when people are arrogant, it's a false kind of confidence. They're hiding shame or insecurity, so they come across as arrogant. Or sometimes people act very indifferent, like, oh, I don't care. But actually, they care very deeply, and their confidence is built on people's appreciation and people's applause. And sometimes we build our confidence in the idea that we don't need anybody. We're independent. We don't need anybody. We're self-sufficient. But the truth is, we are not. We, as human beings, are created to be connected. And when we're not connected, something of us dies a little. And our confidence starts to waver and starts to falter. And those kinds of fake confidences are only there as a sort of trick to keep you involved in something weak rather than get you connected and plugged into something strong. The Bible, though, is very clear about what our confidence should be based on. It should be based on four ideas, just four simple things I want to share with you in the next couple of minutes on what biblical confidence should be like. And it's not arrogance, but there is a kind of boasting that is biblical. It's boasting in what God has done in us and through us. That's appropriate, and it's biblical, and it's actually quite God-honoring for us to be able to boast in the Lord. So what should my confidence be built on? Well, my confidence should be built on the character of God. I'm not confident because of what I do. I'm confident because of what God has done in me. I must be able to say that God has done a marvelous work, that I am the product of his ongoing amazing work. If I can't say that, then I'm forever living in this equation where God is great and I'm awful. And that's not a very healthy equation. In fact, that's the very topic we're studying tonight at college, why grace is the only gospel in the Bible. It's the only one. Any other ones are a lie. And so we have confidence because of the character of God. He is true to his word. He started something. He's going to finish something. I'm confident in that. The second idea that I think we should build our confidence on is the idea that God initiated a covenant with us. I really love this idea of a covenant. It's an agreement that is stronger than a contract. We'll talk about that tonight for those of you into those kind of things. We'll talk about it in class. A contract requires both parties to fulfill an obligation, but a covenant is the result of an agreement, even if one or the other party fails. And you know, God never fails. That's why it's got to be a covenant, because I might. And even when I might falter, God never does. I'm in that kind of a relationship with him. And I think that is very, very powerful. So I have confidence because the character of God is unalterable. I have confidence because my covenant with God is unalterable. I have confidence because God is perfect, and in so, he will complete. There's that third C. He will complete what he began. You see, nothing in God's universe will be left eternally broken or incomplete. That is not his nature. He wouldn't be able to live with things unfinished. So you can be assured that because God is perfect, everything he touches will arrive at perfection in due season, both in your personal life, in your walk with him, in your outcomes. It gets there. It gets there because God can't help himself. You know, have you ever been around somebody who's perhaps a neat freak, or perhaps somebody who's got a sort of a perfectionist or OC tendencies? I mean, these days, anybody who's good at something has got OC. But if you're a bit of a perfectionist, they can't help themselves. They walk past a set of books, they quickly straighten them. They walk past something that isn't facing the right way, they quickly, you know, change. They're just almost absent-minded about it. Well, God is very much our perfect redeemer. When he walks through our lives, he can't help himself. He straightens things and finishes things and completes things, and it'll get there. You should build your confidence on that. And then lastly, I absolutely love the idea that this passage of scripture denotes that God has continuity. He will be unrelenting in accomplishing his will and purpose in our lives. Our confidence should be built that he who began a good work will bring it to completion. This idea that always, whether I can see it or not, God is continuous, ever present and at work in my life. For that reason, you should be confident. You know, when you walk through things that aren't yet where you would like them to be, or when you're engaging with something that seems to be delayed or frustrating or uncertain in your life, have this assurance and confidence that he's going to get to it. It'll be perfect. It'll finish just as it was supposed to. And God's continuous work, he never abandons a project or leaves it aside. He will finish what he started. I want you to think through today as you step out. What is your confidence built on? Is it built on waking up on the right side of the bed? Is it built on a compliment from a spouse or a friend? Is it built on doing something and then it working? If those are the only sources of your confidence, then the opposite will happen when they don't work. You'll lose confidence and you'll lose your joy. But if your confidence is built on the character of God, well, that's unalterable, unshakable. And be encouraged to be built on that foundation. So as we take a moment to pray today, our prayer will be that the Lord will establish us on God's character, that we will have assurance of our covenant with God, that one of the parties will never falter, and that's what guarantees its continuity, and that one partner that never falters is God, and that God will complete what he finished because he is perfect and he can't leave things imperfect indefinitely. I have confidence in that, and that God has continuous effort in my life, continuous presence, the work of the Spirit. Jesus was so worried about continuity that he said, I must go to the Father so that the Spirit can come, so that what we started with you, we will finish. That's what the Holy Spirit is there for. Guarantee that he'll finish, a deposit, if you will, that he'll get to it. You should have that confidence. And so let's make that our prayer this morning, shall we? Father, thank you so much that he who began a good work in us, you will bring it to completion. And we are building our assurance, our confidence on your character. Will you help us not to build our lives on fake confidence? And when there is worldly confidence, we'll celebrate it when it's there. We'll appreciate it when it happens. All the while remembering that our foundation is biblical confidence, boasting in the Lord and in nothing else. We thank you for that, Father. Would you bless this day and direct our steps in Jesus' name? Amen. Thank you.